Hachette Audio presents The Sable Cloak, written by Gail Melissa Grant, read by Karen Chilton and Murphy Lorenzo Applin Jr.
Prologue. The Ghoul Arrives. Greenston, South Carolina, 1934. Big Will Anderson rarely attended funeral services, preferring to stay outside in the cemetery with the grave diggers. Towering over 6.5 feet, with a muscle-bound frame and a chest as large and taut as a quarter cask, he could have dug the hole himself with a half dozen heaves of dirt. But he left that chore to the other men, and instead scooped up handfuls of the South Carolina late summer soil and dropped them next to where the preacher would stand. The mica-laden dirt sparkled in his palms.
"Just don't seem right that you feel so good and you look so pretty today."
Just before noon, the funeral cortege emerged from the church and made its way to the adjacent boneyard. Big Will fixed his gaze on Mrs. Thornton, who, supported on each side by her brother and sister, walked behind the small casket that contained her son's corpse. When it started to drizzle, she lifted her chin, letting the falling droplets mingle with her tears, then pulled her veil down and cast her eyes at the ground. The mourner surrounded her and exclaimed. By the time the worshippers assembled at the gravesite for the final blessing, the sun had returned. Big Will retreated to the back and interlaced his oversized fingers in prayer. After the reverend spoke his last words, Big Will watched members of the congregation stoop, one by one, pick up bits of the earth he had placed there, and toss them on top of the coffin to pay their final respects. John, Big Will's father, approached him as soon as all had finished the ritual.
"Come on now, get yourself something to eat with the others."
"My innards doing flip-flops right now, Pa. Don't feel like going to the repast."
"Since when you ain't had a hunger, son?"
Big Will hung his head so far down that it reached the top of his father's.
"You know why?" he whispered in his ear. "I don't think I can do this."
John took his son by the shoulders and made him stand up tall.
"You gotta. All of Sunset's been in the covenant since Samuel Miller's daddy started this thing. You done turned 18, so it's your time now."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?